This is LBC News.
Now, in the past few minutes here on LBC News, we've heard from the White House President Trump tackling Big Pharma. He suggested up to an 80% reduction in the cost of drugs for Americans, bringing in this so-called favoured nations deal, which would mean that Americans would pay equal to the lowest price in the world for their prescription medication. Well, joining us now is our America correspondent, Simon Marks. Good evening, Simon.
Hello, Rachel.
So, what else have we learnt during this quite extraordinary press conference?
Well, what we've learnt is that he still thinks he won the presidential election, and he appears to have widened the circle of conspirators that 24 hours ago his lawyers claimed had come together in this vast global conspiracy to deny President Trump four more years in the White House. Yesterday, the conspiracy involved Joe Biden, George Soros, Antifa, the Clinton Foundation, and the government of Venezuela. But now, according to President Trump at the White House podium just a few moments ago, it also appears to have involved big pharmaceutical companies.
Big Pharma ran millions of dollars of negative advertisements against me during the campaign, which I won, by the way, but, you know, we'll find that out. Almost 74 million votes. We had Big Pharma against us. We had the media against us. We had big tech against us. We had a lot of dishonesty against us.
As they used to say in the Carry On films, infamy, infamy, they've all got it infamy. The president returned to the issue of the election a little bit later on when he claimed that Big Pharma, which very much had it in for him, had deliberately delayed news of vaccines being available soon for the American public and having proved effective in clinical trials because he seemed to suggest they were trying to derail his election hopes.
So they waited and waited and waited, and they thought they'd come out with it a few days after the election. And it would have probably had an impact. Who knows? Maybe it wouldn't have. I'm sure they would have found the ballot someplace, the Democrats.
Not entirely clear what he's talking about there, but once again, stoking the fuel on the fire that argues that this election was stolen from him. He, of course, took absolutely no questions, once again, infuriating the press corps at the end of that appearance that called upon his director of Health and Human Services and also another top healthcare official here in the United States to brief reporters. Everyone in the room wondered if President Trump was going to return to the microphone to take questions. But instead, he walked straight out of the room after the briefing came to an end. So this is the first time we've seen President Trump in a week. It was exactly a week ago that he went into the Rose Garden of the White House to talk about vaccine distribution with regard to COVID-19. The American public hasn't seen him in fully a week. But if anyone out there expected him to come into the briefing room today and indicate that he is beginning to think about conceding the election and beginning to think about starting the process of assisting Joe Biden in the presidential transition, that definitely was not on the cards today, because once again the president insisted he had won the election and we are all apparently going to find that out. Worth emphasizing, Rachel, that he's got Republican lawmakers from Michigan in town coming to the White House at some point for a private conversation with Donald Trump amid all sorts of expectation that the president is putting the arm on them not to certify the outcome of the presidential election in Michigan. No question at all now that the president and his lawyers are involved in what many observers argue is an attempted coup, definitely an attempt to break the law and subvert the will of the American people as it was expressed at the ballot box. The president spoke there of his 74 million votes. Well, Joe Biden won nearly 80 million votes in this election. The outcome remains clear. Joe Biden is the president-elect, and the last person in Washington seemingly willing to recognize that is the president of the United States.
But despite all of these unfounded claims of, you know, election rigging and even Big Pharma being against him, what he's just announced about the cost reduction in drugs. That's massive for millions of Americans, though, isn't it?
Yeah, there's no question that that is a very big deal, if indeed it holds. He did concede during the course of his presentation there that it is going to result in legal action from large pharmaceutical companies. But as you know, Americans have traditionally paid an absolute fortune for prescription drugs here in the United States. And President Trump has been very dedicated to the task of trying to do something about that. Now, his supporters will argue that this is a signature achievement, unless, of course, it ends up being struck down by the courts, and that this is going to result in Americans showing up at the counter of their chemists and not facing eyebrow-raising bills. We've all gone through it here. You know, you go to pick up your prescription and you can't quite believe how much you're expected to pay at the counter. He insists that he's doing something about that, and he has unquestionably faced opposition in that regard from the pharmaceutical lobby here. His critics will say it would be much better were this part of a comprehensive plan on healthcare. And while the president's going about the business of trying to reduce drug prices that Americans pay, at the same time he's backing action in the Supreme Court that he hopes is going to strike down the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, a move that could leave millions of Americans suddenly without the vital health insurance that you've got to have in a country where there is no welfare state and no national health service. So, you know, his critics will argue he's got an extremely checkered record on healthcare, but his supporters will say this is a signature achievement, and it was important for him to come into the briefing room of the White House and make this announcement. It's just that on this particular day, I don't think there's a single reporter in that room who was particularly fascinated by what the president had to say on drug prices. They all wanted to ask him, when is he going to concede the election? And he didn't even stay to evade that question. He simply turned around and walked out.
Simon Marks, our Washington correspondent there. Well, I'm sure we'll be following this with great interest, and we'll have you back on the show very shortly as well. Thank you very much for your insight tonight. I'm Rachel Gerrish. This is LBC News.